Jason Whitlock, black WNBA players are racist towards Caitlin Clark, ESPN covers it up. By Dylan Gwynn on August 21, 2024. Podcast host Jason Whitlock believes that WNBA players are exhibiting racist attitudes toward Caitlin Clark, and major networks, such as ESPN, aren't reporting it. Whitlock's accusation follows yet another incident this weekend, in which the Seattle Storm's Skylar Diggins-Smith went out of her way and increased her gait to ram into Clark as the number one overall pick was revving up the Seattle fans. However, the Diggins-Smith incident is just the most recent. There have been other, far more violent attacks against Clark, most notably when Chicago's Chenity Carter slammed into Clark's blind side in an unprovoked act. These actions from black players in the league and the network's relative silence about them have Whitlock crying foul. One of the biggest stories in sports the last year and a half, and the person that should be sports person of the year is Caitlin Clark. What cannot be discussed is the level of racial animus that is being directed at her. If you're an independent media, if you're Twitter, you can talk about it all the time. But I have yet to see it discussed on ESPN. Like, holy cow, these hate Asian equals, this is racism. They played the Seattle Storm and Noel Quinn is the Storm's head coach. Noel Quinn got into a heated argument with Christy Sides, the head coach of the Indiana Fever, at the end of the game. They got their doors blown off by Caitlin Clark and the Fever, and at the end of it, Noel Quinn starts yelling, screaming, and preaching at Christy Sides. What it was about was, at the end of the game, Caitlin Clark, they're up big, there's a timeout, she's down at the end of the court where the Seattle Storm benches, and she's clapping and motioning to the crowd to keep pumping up the noise. Skylar Diggins intentionally bumps into Caitlin Clark and carries her into the Storm huddle and sideline area. You can see at the very end of the clip, Noel Quinn gets triggered. She gets triggered because she thinks Clark is showing up the Seattle Storm team. But if she had not been bumped into by Skylar Diggins, she would have been nowhere near the Storm bench. To me, it's just another example of these black women, they got this animosity. It's not all of them, but it's enough of them that seem to be so bothered by the success of Caitlin Clark that they lose their composure. They lose their self-control, they just get triggered by her success, and it's like no one is talking about it. The attacks and bullying from other players have certainly not slowed Clark down. The number one overall draft pick snapped the rookie assist record, 224, earlier this week in two fewer games than the previous record holder. She's also almost the entire reason why the Indiana Fever, the worst team in the league last year, currently possesses the number three spot in the Eastern Conference playoff standings. Whitlock believes that Clark's recent run of success, especially her last 18 games, makes her the second-best player in the league behind Las Vegas' Asia Wilson. However, to Whitlock, the larger story is the league's treatment of Clark, a situation that he believes would be handled much differently if Clark were black and the players doing the bullying were white. If you eliminate the first 10 games and just evaluate what Clark's done the last 18 games, she's the second-best player in the league, and has a case for MVP of the league if you just evaluate the last 18 to 19 games. She probably won't get it next year, but she'll probably be the best player in the league next year and should be the MVP. Her teammates have jumped on board with her because winning is infectious. They understand the rising tide lifts all boats. But there is this angry group, Noel Quinn, Jill Lloyd won't talk about her. Even Skylar Diggins, who I like, took that little shove at her. They're just enraged, jealous, and petty, and, I'm just sorry, it's racist and it's bigoted. If this were happening to a black player by a bunch of white players, this would be leading Sports Center every night and every ESPN talk show. People called me crazy when I said she won't be facing death threats like Jackie Robinson. But this might be more difficult than Jackie Robinson. Clark and the Fever face the Minnesota Lynx on Saturday.